Daniel. Thank you for being our missionary these years. God bless you as you bring the word of God to us today.
Thank you, Pastor.
A real privilege to be with you this morning, and thank you for the invitation again. By the way, how many of you remember 2014? We came around. How many of you have been around? Will you raise your hand? Okay. Well, nice to see you again. And good the ones the first time we met, okay? Good, good. Well, we have some greetings, which Christmas greeting from the De La Fuentes. That would be the message. The Christmas greeting from the De La Fuentes. Christmas best wishes. That may the love our Lord showeth for the world at Christmas bring joy to your heart, peace to your spirit, and his holy light to your life. Merry Christmas and a blessed new year with love in Christ, Daniel and Nelly. From the bottom of our hearts to you. Still, we're going to send you a card. You ping whatever you like it, okay? I will send you a card with this. But because I'm here, I want to tell you that personally. God sent for his son. Can we go to the next one, please? To the next slide. How many of you, apart of Pastor Wine, know Greek? Well, you should. If you're interested in studying the Bible, you should know a basic Greek. Why? To understand better. To have more precious truth from his word. To receive more blessings. In the word itself. To know which English and Spanish together probably won't tell the real meaning of that Greek word. And that's what happened today with some of them, which I've never been told at what time I have to finish, so I don't know what today is going to be, a coleslaw or cold spaghetti or whatever, you know. Okay. Thank you very much for that. And we have three Greek words here. And the word apostello, that's what we have the mission, the sermon today, which it means to send in the mission. Then from the same Greek root, we have apostolos. And you know, that's what we got the Spanish for apostle. Or the English for apostle. And then that means a saint or a messenger. But then, the apostle Paul didn't use none of the two first ones, but he used the ex apostello. Why? Why he didn't choose the other two and use this one? For a great, great meaning. Exceptional point of view. The Apostle Paul has an exceptional point of view of the first coming of our Lord Jesus. And when Christmas only a few days away, it is very good to see what Paul wrote to us. But when the fullness of the time has come, God sent. And send in English for you, when you read send, it's the same, the one we're going to read in Luke, in John, and in Galatians. But it's not the same. But you know what I mean? And nea, es apostello, it means to send in a mission. But the word that Paul used here, estapostello, is still, is belong to the two previous Greek words to the same family, but with an extra very important meaning that the other words they don't have. An exapostello means to send in a mission, but also to dismiss. To dismiss. So, when the fullness of the time comes, God dismiss His Son, His only begotten Son, from heaven. What a pain for God. All the glory they share together. All the eternal things they have together for the time past. He has to send them away. He has to say goodbye. The pastor mentioned this morning for love, for mercy, for us. He has to say dismiss. He has to say farewell. And you remember the cross? He has to leave it alone. Father, Father, why you, what? Forsaken me? Or leave me alone? On the cross? And that was the type of farewell that God the Father has done to His Son. And that's the type of word that the Apostle Paul, of course, is Paul. The grand theologian, Paul. Yeah? He say, He dismissed. God has sent him away, but dismissed His only begotten Son from heaven, from eternal glory, into earth. But this was only the introduction. But remember, that's the point of view for Paul on Christmas time. That was in the way that he saw and he wrote to us that word, ex apostello, sent in a mission, but he was dismissed from heaven for you, for me, for the whole world. Amen? Amen? And that's so powerful what the Apostle Paul has telling us. Now we're going to see, is one more? No, finish, is it? Okay, leave it there. If they want, leave it over there. Leave it over there, please. Good work. Thank you very much for the help. We will see four aspects of the first word. And the first word was apostello. And the word apostello is sent in a mission. We're going to see four different verses. And the first one will be the one we have the Bible reading in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And the angel Gabriel was sent by God. And that word sent is that the first one we have right on the top. Apostolo. He was sent with a mission. And that was very important. What it says here. That he was sent in a great mission. Gabriel was the messenger of God. To tell a young Jewish virgin, she has been chosen by God the Father. And then on verse 31, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. That is the greatest message that the angel delivered to this young girl. And then he said he will be great. He will call the Son of God of the highest. The Lord God will give him the throne. He will reign all over the house. The kingdom will be no end. And then Mary asked, how can this be? And there is coming to Mary's questions. The angel declared, when she asked, how can this be? She received the most powerful declaration from the messenger of God. Because this is the heart of our belief. This is what we really believe from God. On verse 35. And the angel answered and give attention to the word the angel answered, because that means he was giving the messenger. He was the messenger. He was speaking to her and say to her, remember that in mind. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. It is the most powerful declaration from the messenger. The message itself. What we see here is that the angel delivered God's message. You understand that? The angel has delivered God's message. And second, the angel accomplished the mission given by the highest. What a joy for the angel to be able to accomplish that mission. What a joy for a messenger of God to accomplish God's mission in your life. He did it. And he did it. This is so powerful, this declaration, that you believe it or not. We believe it with all our heart. But that's the way that our Lord Jesus was conceived. Amen. No human intervention. The most powerful from the highest. And the angel accomplished, was faithful, and finished his mission. The second one we're going to see is John 3:16. John chapter 3 verses 17. John chapter 3. And it says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Again, this is the same Greek word, the first one. What is it? How you sell it? Brave? Brother? How you say? Apostello. Is that good? That's good. That's good? Well, pastor says that's good. Apostello. And apostello means to send in the mission. And now we saw the angel Gabriel. He was sent in the mission. Now we see our Lord Jesus Christ also was sent in the mission. When we see Christmas, do we think that our Lord Jesus was sent in the mission to this world? Or we just see the baby? Oh, good, the baby. Eh? It's good. Well, we must tell people that they only see, you know, the baby. That baby came with a mission. Don't forget that, please. Because he was apostello. He was sent in a mission, a very important mission. And there we see. He said, not to condemn, but to save. And so he was set apart. And the Lord Jesus was sent by God the Father to accomplish the most important mission in the history of mankind, of the history of the humanity. Jesus was sent by God Father to save sinners of this world from eternal condemnation. Because in John 3:16, John the Baptist says, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life." But also say, he does not believe is condemned. And the Lord say here, he doesn't come to condemn because man is already condemned because he sinned. But he came to save people. And we need to believe, we need to tell people, they need to believe, we believe that he is the messenger from God. And that's very important to tell people. He is the messenger. He's the one who is sent by God to tell us about the God. We must understand that Jesus accomplished the mission given to him when he died for us on the cross and rise from the dead on the third day. He accomplished his mission. I know sometimes it's hard in Christmas time talking about the cross. It's hard. People say, oh, don't mix it. Well, we don't mix it, but you can't separate it, okay? And sometimes we play with them and we just talking about Christmas, but not talking about Easter at the same time. Because the mission that he came in Christmas ended up on the cross of Calvary. Amen? So we must tell people that. And also, we must believe that he went up to heaven and he will be back in glory. He will back to heaven to the glory with his Father. He was dismissed from heaven, but he is already with the Father. But then Jesus will come back as Lord and King for us, for his saints, to finish the mission given by the Father. And it's true what he says here. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn them. Because I was condemned already for my sin. But that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He doesn't believe the message of God. He doesn't believe the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he came to save you. Because this life ends one day. And what will happen with eternity? Well, there are two places. Heaven or hell. Christmas talking about hell, but this is the mission, Christmas. That's the mission that the Lord came to save you and me from condemnation. Now we go to the third point, which is very interesting. Very, very interesting, the third point. Also, it's in John chapter 8. John chapter 8. And verse 42. Well, here are you with the Jew people here, religious people. During his ministry, you know, they complain to Jesus all the time. And 41, at the end of the verse 41, then they say to him, we are not born of fornication. We have one Father, God. See what they say to the Lord? What that mean? What that mean? What are they telling to our Lord Jesus? They must be heard the story that Mary was pregnant and Joseph wasn't the father. Because see what they say to him? So what happened is, they did not believe the angel Gabriel message about the truth, how our Lord Jesus Christ was born. And they tell him to him, you're born of fornication. And then, look the answer that our Lord Jesus Christ is giving to them. And in verse 42, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. See? Pastor been talking about love God because he loved us first, okay? We understood that. But now what happened here? This is very, very interesting what is happening here. If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and I came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. He sent me. Again, the same Greek word. Can you tell him, brother? What is the Greek word? Apostle. Very good pronunciation too. Yeah. Apostello. The same Greek word. Here. It's been using to them. Apostello. It's the same Greek, the family of the Greek word apostolos, which is a messenger. And what is the problem of these people that they discuss with the Lord Jesus Christ? You're gonna see something very important there. In verse 43, look what the Lord asked to them. Why do you not understand my speech? That's the problem of the people. They do not understand the speech of the messenger. They do not understand the speech of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was sent by the Father with a great mission to save you, to save us, to save the world. This is why the Lord said to them, certainly, they say this here, you will love me. You will love me, for I proceed forth, and I came from God. And now we see that people, certainly, you will love me. You will love to me. that people in that town, they could not love Jesus because they did not understand first the speech of the messenger, God's message to them. They did not understand the speech. They did not understand the purpose or the intention of His coming. He's coming to rescue sinners from condemnation. Jesus, the Lord Jesus, wanted to accomplish His mission because He knew the eternal destiny of souls. He knew about the eternal destiny. Also, the truly significant of His mission, born in this world, died on the cross for us, for our sin, rise from the dead on the third day, back to glory with His Father in heaven. Those people could not understand and believe that Jesus was sent, but God the Father to us, to this world, because they did not understand the Lord's message. Certainly you will love me. I address now to my brothers and sisters that do understood or do understand the speech of the messenger. What a difference, eh? When I'm able to speak to the people who understand what the Lord Jesus came to say about the Father. The other one, they don't. But for me, it's a pleasure. But I know we have to go out and face those people like they don't understand the speech. But for me, it's a joy now to talk to my brothers and sisters that they do understand the speech of our Lord Jesus. Amen. And so, the unique symbol as a born-again believer is the one that is capable to understand God's message, the Lord Jesus' message, the Bible message. Amen? You understand that? God, the Lord, the Bible message. Because we understood and we have recognized that God loved us first, that Jesus loved us so much on the cross that we certainly love Him. We certainly love Jesus. And we do understand the speech of the one sent by His Father into this world. And the last one, but not least, but not mean, not least, in the last point, and is in relation to the one who is sent in a commission. The Lord Himself, what also has a relation with missions. Because Nelly and I, we are missionaries, our pressure to be your missionaries, sent in a mission, apostolos, as a messengers. I invite you to go to Luke chapter 4. And in verse 43, the Lord started His ministry. The people started to know Him. And in verse 42, it says, "Now when it was day, He departed and went into a deserted place. And the crowd sought Him and came to Him. and try to keep him from leaving them. Well, it's good. Everybody wants to keep Jesus alive for their own. But we can't do that. We still have a mission to do. He has a mission to do. And in verse 43, but he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose, I had been apostello. Again, the same Greek word, apostello. I had been sent. Necessary to go. It is necessary to go to other cities. Obligatory, necessary, I have to. That is to say that Jesus was sent to the towns, to the countries, to the cities of this world to preach the gospel of God. The Lord Jesus was envoy with a great mission. Jesus was envoy was sent like a messenger to the nations. So we must do the same as follow. This Christmas, could you please remember that God has sent His only begotten Son into this world to accomplish the greatest mission in history. And yes, remember when you sit there with friends and relatives around the table or wherever you are, that Jesus is the reason for the season and that He came for a mission, and that He accomplished that mission. And because He has accomplished that mission, it's because we love our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, and we thank Him. And I hope this one will be no one more Christmas, but Christmas with a mission. To reach somebody with this message. These tracks, the ones that are over here, very important for someone who still doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you all. Thank you. I have time. 2 minutes. I would like to read a Christmas, I don't know, antiphon? Is that correct? Is that the correct word, antiphon? This one. What it means, antiphon? Well, a Christmas poem. This day the Christ is born. This day the Savior is appeared. This day the angels sing praise in the earth. And the archangels rejoice. This day the righteous are glad to say, glory to God in the highest. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you.